Late Friday evening, the Arizona Department of Health Services issued a notice of intent to revoke the license of Hacienda Healthcare, the facility where an incapacitated woman was raped and later gave birth to a baby boy. The reason this time, maggots were found on a 28-year-old resident. And joining us this morning to talk about what happened is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
This is stunning, horrifying. What do we know? What happened there?
Well, earlier in the week, a 28-year-old resident was found with maggots around his tracheostomy incision. Several of them had collected beneath the bandages. In a statement, Hacienda said it transported the patient to a local hospital for treatment, and leadership at Hacienda reported the situation to DHS and other relevant agencies. As far as I've heard, there have been no issues since this happened, and residents with any surgical incisions were given a physical. Hacienda said pest control workers went through the facility at least twice.
So what does this notice now mean for residents, potentially?
At this point, nothing. Over the weekend, a DHS spokesperson told me that there are no plans to move residents at this time, and the intent is to ensure continuity of care. In terms of next steps, Hacienda can request a hearing in 30 days. After that, the facility can request an informal settlement conference where the parties can agree to terms to vacate the notice.
Kathy, we talked to you on the show last week. This incident comes days after Phoenix police issued their report on the investigation into the rape of that incapacitated young woman. So I guess when we think about it, at what point does this all seem like not even real?
You know, I guess we'll have to see what Hacienda does in terms of requesting a hearing, but I talked to Sarah Roof, who's with the Arizona Developmental Disabilities Planning Council, about this.
We as a state have to decide, how do we want to treat our most vulnerable adults? How do we want to treat our most vulnerable citizens? And when stories like this come out, it really is holding up a mirror to our society, to our way of doing things. And it's not pretty. I mean, this is a really harsh wake-up call, just like it was in January, and we have to take action.
All right, Kathy, what could that action be then?
You know, I'm not entirely sure at this point what state agencies like Access, which is a state's Medicaid program, or the Department of Economic Security will be doing, but I can tell you after what happened in late December, early January, Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order to address a lot of the problems facing this particular population. But that focus was really more on sexual assault and sexual abuse among people with disabilities and seniors. The governor did order the creation of a working group that included several state agencies, advocacy groups, providers, and family. So it could be an opportunity, hopefully, to expand the conversation.
All right. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Steve.